Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
Everybody, this is Amanda Bones
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 32.
Yes,
watch out, I can't believe I remembered that. This week we're gonna do things a little bit differently. We do not have a specific match that we're going to review, but my stepdaughter, Rosie Bones, and I went to our first live wrestling event, AEW Dynamite in Jacksonville, Florida, and holy crap.
We're going to talk about that. I was so mad. I was seething. I was like, damn you. I was so mad.
I'm so sorry.
But I was happy you got to go.
If it makes you feel better, Kenny Omega was nowhere to be found.
Which I'm glad, because that was my stipulation. I was going to be like so mad at you if you got to see Kenny Omega before me, like in person. Because fun fact, I've never seen Kenny Omega live. So yeah, I was going to be big mad, but you chose an episode that he just wasn't around. So
he wasn't around for. He was over at Impact fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe he took the night off to go buy some more pirate outfits.
Oh my God.
So for the first few minutes, we're gonna let Rosie tell us about her experience, and we're gonna ask her a few questions, and then from there we'll just like follow up, because I have some questions, comments, suggestions, maybe even.
Well, and also like, just so I mean, like we kind of talked about it last time, our last two episodes were pre-recorded like a few weeks in advance because Amanda was going out of town. So this has been the first time in like 2 weeks we've gotten to really sit down and talk to each other. So
yes,
this will be fun. So we have tons of stuff to catch up on.
This is going to be fantastic. So everyone say hi to Rosie Bones. Hi.
Oh my God. You're such a
We don't have sound effects. So I just make sound effects. Until we get sound effects.
So
Rosalie, tell us about yourself.
I'm 11.
Okay. Cool. What are you into?
It's kind of like a wide variety of stuff.
Okay. Give us some examples.
Like I like video games, mm-hmm, and food and being lazy all day.
It sounds like a perfect life.
Yeah. The important things in life. Food, being lazy.
What's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game. So I'm not exactly good at picking favorites.
Me either. I'm really bad at it. I want everything to be my favorite all the time.
Yeah. But there's a couple of main games that I play. Mm-hmm. So like I'll play Fortnite, Minecraft, and Roblox.
Okay.
And then I recently discovered two new games that are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rad and Bro Force.
Bro Force is so amazing, dude.
Oh my God, I need to look this up because it sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I haven't played Bro Force yet, but I've watched Scotty and Rosie play it, and it just cracks me up the whole time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Okay, we're gonna ask we're gonna ask some wrestling related questions now. Okay.
Oh no.
Okay. So, oh no.
Were you like, was it exciting to see like wrestling live? Have you ever been to something like that? Is that your first
that
time?
That was the first time, and yes, it was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part?
Oh, okay. So it was when, so like, I think it was like in between two matches,
mm-hmm.
am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These two guys just came out and they were like fighting each other. But my favorite part of that fight was when one guy like threw the other guy at this like metal post thing, like two or three times. It was insane.
These dudes popped out like right where we were sitting.
Yeah, like right behind us.
Who was it? Can you fill me in on that, Amanda?
I have no idea who they were. I've never seen them before
yeah,
in my life.
I don't know either.
Let me see. Okay, so do you know what matches they were in between?
I think it was in between them filming Dark and Dynamite because we got like a 2-for-1.
Okay, so had Dynamite started yet?
I think it had.
Okay, because sometimes they do like a Dark match in between to like get the crowd kind of going again.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Well, this worked.
Yeah.
We even have like video footage of it because it was so crazy.
Yeah.
Was
like,
it
there was some guy filming it.
Okay, so it says that the first match of the night was the tag team match for the championship. So Nick and Matt Jackson, like the Bucks and then Death Triangle. Was that
Yeah.
It?
No, it wasn't any of them.
Okay, and then Frankie Kazarian came out and attacked Michael Nakazawa. Does that sound familiar? Nothing like that. Maybe it was a dark match. Maybe it was a dark. Well, if you send me video of it, let me know.
Okay, I will. You know what? I'm going to send it to you right now so we can get to the bottom of this.
Okay. In the meantime, we can talk more about it. So that sounds really exciting. It's always cool when you get nice and up close with the wrestlers and you can see them.
It was really cool being that close to the wrestlers and then like watching them do crazy moves right in front of us.
Yeah.
Also, they yelled something really loud. Like one of the guys was like, "You piece of shit," at the top of his
oh
lungs.
My God.
I was like, "Whoa, bro." I thought it was a legit fight.
You get one shit a night on TNT, so.
They wanted to make use of it. Okay, next question.
Oh, sorry, I'm watching it. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Watch. Ashley's gonna watch the video and she'll know exactly who the wrestlers are in like seconds.
Okay, well, one of them's Billy Gunn.
No way.
Yeah. The older blonde dude with the thing in his hair. I don't know who's on the ground.
I did not recognize
who's on the ground. And you said this was in between?
Yeah, this was in between some stuff, but I can't remember if it was in between the tapings of Dark and Dynamite or if it was just like in between Dynamite matches. I can't remember.
All right, that's terrifying. So I have no clue. That's so crazy. It must have just been like something to get everybody riled up, like, oh shit, stuff's going down. I don't know who that person was, but it's totally fine.
Well, at least you named one of them for us. That's
yeah, it definitely was Billy Gunn. So awesome. Okay. So that was very exciting. Do you have a favorite wrestler right now? Are you slightly getting into it? What are you thinking about?
So far it's Shotzi Blackheart. I don't know if I pronounced that first word right.
You did.
Absolutely you did. Great job.
It's hard. It's a challenge.
Yes.
But yeah, so far
it's her.
Definitely her.
She's it's like yelling Yahtzee, but Shotzi.
Yeah.
Shotzi. That's how we're just gonna say her name from now on. We're just gonna scream it like we would scream Yahtzee.
Exactly.
Because oh, that's nice. How it's done.
I'm glad you have a wrestler that you like. She's really badass. She's got crazy green hair, which is beautiful.
Yeah, and I also like her tank.
Yeah, her tank yeah. is very awesome.
And
her
I tank recently is awesome. Found out that it actually works.
It does mm-hmm. work.
Oh yeah, Daddy showed you a video of her yep. coming in, huh?
Yep.
It's pretty cool. Okay. Final question. Would you want to see live wrestling again?
That's a dumb question. Yes.
Yay.
Oh, and we had our first pay-per-view this Sunday too.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It was like 2 weeks full of nothing but firsts.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yay.
Do you want to say anything else? Do you want to do a shout out to anybody?
I don't know anybody, so no.
She's like, I'll just shout out you guys.
Yeah.
Woo!
Very cool.
I give a shout out to Kevin.
To Kevin?
The yeah. Monster.
Big shout outs to Kevin always.
And Pete.
And yeah. Pete. Oh, he woke up from his nap. He's over here too. Kevin, I already ate all the snacks though. Dick. Typical Kevin.
Thank you for joining us.
You gotta say bye.
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 Bye. Thank you.
So we got a 2-for-1. I had no idea they were doing Dark before Dynamite, even though if I had looked at the tickets closer, the Dynamite doesn't start until 10,
mm-hmm.
which should have been an indication that if we got there at 8, obviously something else was going to be going on.
Yeah.
Also, just so everybody is aware, Daily's Place in Jacksonville is a Pepsi product only company.
Ooh, sorry, that was a lot of noises. You're telling me that that man that you love so much allows Pepsi products to be
I'm shocked.
In there?
I'm shocked. He must have like his own separate rider where he specifically requests Diet Cokes.
Because I saw you know, BTE this week, and Matt Jackson had a fucking Coke Zero, not no Pepsi Max.
Me tell you, if you're buying food or drinks from Daily's Place, then it's Pepsi.
And just as a reminder, Amanda is a no Pepsi person. No.
Coke products only, specifically Diet Coke only.
So when people ask, is Pepsi okay? Her answer is absolutely not. It's never okay.
The answer is if I have to. My favorite part is, so like I went to the little food area to try to get a Diet Coke. It was only Diet Pepsi's. And then I was like, oh, well, I'll go to the bar they have set up because I know they're not mixing like whiskey with Pepsi.
They're absolutely.
I was wrong. They're absolutely mixing Pepsi and whiskey together.
Awesome.
Terrible. Terrible.
So you went to your first live event. Congratulations.
It was insane. It was really hot outside and I picked a terrible spot for us to sit. So I won't do that again. Sorry, everybody.
No, it was a great place to sit.
Were you directly in the sun?
It was hot as shit. We were directly in the sun like the whole time.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was good as far as like viewing. We had a good viewpoint, but the sun sucks.
Bummer. It also kind of sucked because shout out to my D&D homies. I joined a D&D game and we started doing them on Fridays. And so my ass was trying to stay. I had my character sheet, D&D Beyond, and then Twitter up so I can follow along. And literally I'm going to spoil the episode, but when Andrade came out, I was like, motherfucker, like, Amanda, you got Andrade coming out? Like, are you kidding me? So I was just like, okay.
It was a rad entrance. Cool. Oh, another thing I learned. So what's the Pinnacle? Is that their thing now? Jericho's nonsense?
No, that's the Inner Circle.
That's right. I apologize. Pinnacles is MJF's. My bad. Yeah. Ooh, don't come for me. A couple of things. One, listening to everybody sing Jericho's song live is seriously phenomenal. Like, the coolest experience ever.
I cannot wait till I get to experience it. And then I even texted you. I was like, did you see Judas?
I totally sang along. Also, the Inner Circle like gave away free t-shirts to everyone in the audience except their liars, and they only gave away free shirts to the people in the bullpen.
Oh, dumb.
They were like, look under your seats, and we all looked under the seat and there was nothing there.
Dicks.
It was so sad. It was sad. And then Britt Baker came out and played an awful trick on the audience and it was freaking hilarious. She had like an entire plate of burgers for her championship celebration party. Uh-huh. And then she was like, as a thank you, I got everybody cheeseburger coupons. Check under your seats. And while everybody's looking under the seats, she's like, kidding, because I put in the work and I did all of it and none of you. And I was like, dang, that's what's up, Britt Baker.
Yuck.
I'm starting to enjoy her more as a heel.
She's really fun.
She is. It took me a really long time. Mm-hmm. I'm finally slowly coming around to Britt Baker.
You got to see the Bucks. Everyone loves the Bucks. How was that?
The heel Bucks are really difficult for me to get on board with.
Yeah, they're shitheads. When I watched the tail end of the Impact pay-per-view, because I wanted to see the Kenny match, and they came out, of course, to be assholes. My favorite thing was that they did reference their old I think it was their TNA name, so they called each other Max and Jeremy Buck. Because basically they told the people in charge told them they needed to change their name, and they changed it to Max and Jeremy Buck. And so Matt came out and he's like, look, it's Max and Jeremy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Oh, so the main event was Dustin Rhodes versus somebody that I can't remember.
That was the hairy man I was referring to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it wasn't that guy.
What is it? Nick Camarado.
Yes. That was like one of the most interesting Dustin Rhodes matches I've seen. Like the whole tied to a rope with a cowbell on it thing was kind of interesting. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It made it fun.
Called the bull rope match.
Sorry, thank you. The bull rope match. That makes so much more sense than whatever I was saying. But no, they're the geniuses.
You got to see your whole family. So Dustin Rhodes and the one and only Cody Rhodes.
It was so sick when Cody came out with all of his pyro. I started oh my God, another thing. So previously, I can't even remember what episode it was. We had talked about like, if we went to live wrestling events and saw our wrestlers, would we be cool or would we freaking fangirl? 100% I fangirled because we went around to the back entrance first and saw fucking Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy walking around, and I like hurriedly walked over to Scotty and was like, oh my God, look, it's Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. And then I asked the guy, hey, where do we get in? But I had to run back really quick to tell Scott.
Like, I saw them, they're here, they're real,
they're here in person, oh my God.
The other one I was gonna say is I'm super jealous you got to see Christian live too.
He also ran up the stairs next to us.
He's so beautiful.
He's a very nice person to look at in person, yes, as he runs past you, so you just get like a glimpse of him.
Yeah.
Also, there were no merch sales, which I feel like was a missed opportunity.
There wasn't? That's weird.
No, I was expecting like a merch table so we could go buy like an AEW t-shirt or like, I don't know, anything, but no merch.
That's super strange.
They only want you getting it off of prowrestlingtees.com. So fine then. I'll continue to order from them.
Yeah. I mean, so your episode of, was it Dark or Dark Elevation?
Dark Elevation?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the banner said. Dark Elevation. So is that different?
Yeah, that's the Monday night show.
But what's AEW Dark? When is that one?
Tuesday.
Oh. I feel like a horrible fan.
You're not at all. It's I mean, you call something Dark and then you call something else Dark Elevation. It's very similar.
I thought it was the same fucking thing.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see who would have been on that.
So the Dark ones are only on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For now.
So yeah, I was just gonna try to see usually what it is. It's a lot of the main roster talent bringing up like new talent or like, you know, uh-huh, stuff like that.
Jade came out on the Dark episode.
Okay, so was it Jaden that oh my God, that girl, she's like, acts like she's from Paris or something.
Oh yeah, she came out in a very like elaborate outfit. Also, holy shit, coming out in some of those outfits in fucking 100 degree weather sucks.
Dude, yeah, and that's what people, I really don't think people understand that these people are wrestling in like 100 degree fucking weather. It's hot. It's an open air venue.
Yeah, dude, it was rough. And I was just sitting there. I didn't even have to move.
Florida has like ridiculous humidity.
I'm very interested to see how everybody's hair holds up. Like it, I don't know. It's very interesting.
Did you see Best Friends?
I saw Best Friends. I took pictures. If I didn't send them to you, I apologize. I will do that shortly.
You need to get on that.
I also saw Chris Statlander, which was sick.
Yeah. Okay. I think I found the episode that you saw then. That's a lot of matches to sit through.
Yeah. Without reading the tickets properly. Like at first I was like, oh, I don't really know anybody on the Dark Elevation roster, but this is rad. Like, mm-hmm. sweet. And then at a certain point it was like, this is a lot of wrestling to take in for the first live wrestling event.
This is going to be like 6 hours of wrestling.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot.
Well, you got to see some cool people. What I'm looking at, I'm
the most stoked I got to see Cody Rhodes. Like, that was amazing. I'm glad it was an episode he was on.
Even though everyone hates him right now because he's being ridiculous, but...
Is he being ridiculous?
He's just being a little Cody Rhodes-y.
That's a great way to put it. We're going to turn it into an adjective. Cody Rhodes-y.
All right. Yeah, so tell me, is there anything else that you... Do you want me to ask you the same questions that we asked Rosie? Who's your favorite wrestler?
No. I mean, that's kind of all for the like actual live experience. It was rad. I definitely want to do it again. I think Raw's coming through San Diego. Oh, okay. In like late August.
We should go.
I think that'd be cool to check that out. It was cool like watching behind the scenes and seeing the cameras and like where the talent pops out, and it was interesting for sure.
If anyone ever, I mean, hopefully they end up at like especially AEW, since I know that they kind of go to smaller venues, not as like they're not going to sell at the Honda Center or anything, but to like I saw SmackDown in Ontario. I would love to see AEW in Ontario. I would totally do
that. That'd be cool.
Because it's a little bit smaller, but it's still so fun. Live wrestling's so different. PWG announced that they're coming back in August. So
that's the one that's out here, right?
Yeah, that one's in LA, and it's like the most popular one pretty much in LA, Orange County area.
Rad. We should definitely go to those ones.
That's where everyone kind of comes through.
Oh, really? PWG. Like all the indie wrestlers that I know the names of now?
Yeah. So yeah, Best Friends wrestled in PWG. Kenny did. Like the Bucks did. Just
damn.
I'm not even naming half the people that have been in PWG. Asking everybody, but yeah, and I've never gotten to go. They used to be in Reseda, and I didn't get to go when they were in Reseda. I didn't get to go when they were in LA. And then once I wanted to start going to wrestling shows, because your girl has massive anxiety, so she has to hype herself up a little bit to go into like public, a pandemic happened. So yeah, that happened, and I didn't get to do that. So we'll have to go there. I definitely will come down to San Diego to go to some WWE shit.
Shit.
And then we can start doing that. We can start going to live wrestling, which will be really fun.
That'll be so rad. I'm going to need like 20 more t-shirts. Because you can go to wrestling events wearing the wrestler's t-shirt and nobody looks at you weird.
Totally can.
That was also fun, like seeing everybody's t-shirts.
Yeah, and everyone's wearing t-shirts. I'm glad you got to experience signs too.
Oh, yeah, there were a couple of signs. Oh, and then Thunder Rosa was randomly just walking around frequently, which was awesome.
She seems very lovely.
She does seem very lovely. I didn't want to, like, be rude and interrupt wherever she was walking to, although I thought about doing that a handful of times. Like, ma'am, can I please get a picture with you? She didn't have her half face on, though, so it was, like,
just regular old.
Just regular face, but I knew who you were. I was the girl. I'm going to put out a freaking like missed opportunities ad. I was the girl in the white t-shirt with the wrestling
weapons
all over it. You are Thunder Rosa. Please come back and get a picture. We locked eyes. That'd be freaking hilarious.
So yeah, I'm super jealous, but I'm glad you got to experience AEW. I'm glad it was fun for the whole family.
Family-wide entertainment.
Yeah.
And then this Sunday was the NXT pay-per-view, which I thought, I mean, I know NXT is its own thing, so I don't know why I expected it to be attached to a WWE pay-per-view. Maybe because like Stand and Deliver was kind of around the same time as a couple of others.
And usually it's always like TakeOver on Saturday and then the big pay-per-view on Sunday. So it was, I even like when I was texting you, I was like, wait, it's on a Sunday? That's weird. Like it threw me off. Going back to, because we didn't get to necessarily talk about this. I know you didn't get to, poor Amanda had to fly like the day after the AEW pay-per-view, which I felt so
bad. Yeah.
Because I knew, like, I even told you, I'm like, you don't have to watch. It's going to be, like, you're already going through so much with having to pack and fly. So it's fine. But, yeah. So we didn't get to necessarily talk about the AEW pay-per-view. All I wanted
to say
was that it was actually amazing. It was really, really good.
I heard a lot of great things. And, like, wrestling Twitter was blowing up. I can't believe that sentence just came out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's an Ashley sentence.
That's the only Twitter I'm a part of is wrestling Twitter.
Also, I went a little crazy on the tweeting, on the live tweeting, and I probably won't.
I don't agree with that. I feel like you did the right amount.
It was ridiculous. And it basically was just me and Ryan from
He definitely did post a lot.
Yeah. Just him and I going back and forth basically. I'm like, we can just text each other. It's fine. No one cares about our hot takes at all. No one. But yeah, it was good. So yeah, I unfortunately did not watch the NXT pay-per-view because your girl is deep into the game Hades and I cannot stop playing.
All right, so when I first got into this pay-per-view wrestling game, I thought like wrestling pay-per-views were this huge fucking deal and like storylines would change and belts would exchange hands and like all of this crap, and I just feel like there are so many goddamn pay-per-views at this point that it's super diluted.
I was like, say like now you're probably so jaded because not much boring. Happens.
They're boring.
They are boring. Like I don't know. Okay, so we watched this whole NXT pay-per-view one, and I love NXT. It's one of the, in my opinion, better WWE owned companies. Like the talent is fucking where I want it to be at. The characters are great. I love NXT. And even though I loved NXT, I was still just like, okay, nobody got a new belt. Like everybody who already has the belt had kept it. So nothing changed hands, which makes sense. Like everybody that has a belt just kind of got theirs. So like, why have the pay-per-view? It doesn't like, I mean, the five-way man match was kind of cool. I mean, Bronson Reed and MSK versus... Oh, and then they had to like bring up old shit because like, I guess Mercedes Martinez was bored. So then they brought up like random four-year-old beef with Xia Li.
Was the Mae Young classic 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was weird.
And then like the only text message I got was from one of my friends who said like, oh, spooky stuff is happening. And I was like, oh, did Aleister Black come back? And he's like, haha, no. But... So whoever that late, I don't know. It's whatever.
Xia Li's like, I call them her accessories because like they just kind of stand there. Mm-hmm. But like there's a dude with Xia Li and then there's this like witchy woman who sits in a chair the whole time. And like Mercedes was egging on the witchy woman, but like nothing super crazy was happening.
The last time I really watched NXT, that lady was like kind of just introduced. And I'm like, haven't they been doing this for a little bit? Like, the creepy lady in the chair?
Yeah, they have, and it's really not going anywhere. I don't know why we're beefing up Xia Li or Mercedes Martinez, to be honest. Like,
yeah. As sad as it is, I did see a tweet that said, the nice thing about the current state of NXT is that you can miss TakeOver and still come back to Twitter and see zero spoilers because no one's talking about it. I was like, that's sad, but I don't know.
Spoil though, because like no, like I said, no belts exchanged hands. Like, I feel like I kind of went into the pay-per-view knowing nobody's going to get a belt moved from them because everybody just got their belts. So like, why even do the pay-per-view? Just fucking wait till you need a fucking storyline change.
Well, and also it felt like, well, at least from what I read, it felt like kind of a shorter pay-per-view. Like it was a shorter one,
but I don't know. I was okay with that.
Yeah, you're always okay with shorter.
shorter. Pay-per-views just take a lot of energy, I feel like. So if they're shorter, I'm okay with it.
Hell in a Cell is next, and that's going to be gnarly. So
okay, this is my first Hell in a Cell that I am watching. It better be fucking gnarly. Belts better move.
So far, the only matches they have are Bobby Lashley with Drew McIntyre again.
Nah.
Last chance in hell is what I think what they're calling it. Oh, last God. Chance in hell in a cell. That's adorable. Rhea Ripley and Charlotte for the women's championship, which okay.
Okay, like that's a belt I don't want to move.
Bianca and Bayley.
That one should be sick. I hope Bianca beats the shit out of Bayley.
And then Roman versus Ray.
I almost said Ray Romano. That almost came out of my mouth. Yes. From Everybody Hates Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody loves him. Shit. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
I would like to see Roman Reigns and the Usos in a Hell in a Cell match and just watch them beat up each other.
Oh, like a triple threat?
Yeah, because I feel like Jimmy has some serious hatred for Roman right now, and I am here for it.
Everyone's got and then Alexa Bliss and Shayna Baszler.
Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
So
that's
Shayna Baszler. She's gonna get a tooth knocked out.
And it's gonna come out like a little skull, like her little doll teeth.
Why is Alexa Bliss on a fucking pay-per-view? I haven't seen her in weeks. I'm so sick of her storyline.
That's the funny thing is, like, back in the day, she used to be on freaking every pay-per-view. She was like one of the top people.
Does she actually wrestle?
Mm-hmm. I used to really love Alexa Bliss.
So the entirety that I've been watching wrestling since November, I have never seen Alexa Bliss wrestle on anything that I have watched. Like, Scotty has sent me like old videos of her wrestling, but I've never actually like seen her on Raw wrestle.
Yeah. Well,
and that co-ed match doesn't fucking count.
Maybe this one will be just as bad.
Shayna Baszler's person's gonna yell on Twitter.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? So then what happened to freaking Cesaro? Because is he just with Seth now to like fight for? He took Seth's pants off. I don't know how that happened. I was curious.
That's interesting. I feel like I missed a few episodes of SmackDown, so I have no idea what's going on with that. But I have a couple of questions of where a bunch of people are. Like, we spent so much time beefing up Edge. Where the fuck is he at? Like, did homie get hurt?
He doesn't want to do it.
He doesn't want to do it.
I think a lot more people will come back for SummerSlam. That'll probably be like the big thing. Because I think SummerSlam is going to be the one that they have crowds at for the first time.
That one's in Vegas.
Yeah, so it's gonna be rowdy boys, extra rowdy crowd. Vegas can get really rowdy. It's funny when you, like, coming from someone who's watched wrestling for a while now, you can pinpoint who the unruly crowds are. It's always like Chicago. Vegas I can see being pretty rowdy. The UK, like the European crowds are fucking insane. They don't care. They don't care because, like, they're, you know, a lot of times they're like soccer hooligans, so they're ready to like just get out and like fight people over wrestling too.
I'm for it.
And then Philly's really rowdy.
I feel like Philly's just kind of rowdy in general, so that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Boston has to be an insane crowd.
For sure. Yeah. Boston's pretty rowdy. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see that it's in Vegas. And we'll see how rowdy the crowd gets because it's going to be kind of crazy.
I'm sure it's going to be crazy. So, I wonder if like people will go back to touching the wrestlers as they walk by.
Oof. I mean, they kind of already were. Like, you could kind of tell that was happening. even at the AEW pay-per-view, like, my god, one of my favorite things that happened was when John Moxley came out, that man was so fired up. He was like, like the energy was like pounding off of him, and he took someone's beer and drank it. And I said, stranger beer, the earth is healing. Like, straight up drinking stranger beer, not allowed.
I think you're supposed to do that.
He was like, dog, stranger beer. And then Hangman cheers someone with his beer. Is nature healing, guys? We're drinking stranger beer.
Is nature healing, though?
No, we're all gonna be fucked. Yeah, so that will be interesting. It'll be a very interesting few weeks to see what happens with everything. Hell in a Cell, I believe, is June 20th.
This weekend, this Sunday.
The 20th is a Sunday?
I don't know. It's this Sunday. This Sunday is the 20th.
Oh my god. Okay, then yeah, this Sunday.
This Sunday, Hell in a Cell. I'm gonna wear my Hell in a Cell t-shirt.
Sick.
I feel like that'll be proper. Yeah. I didn't even make taquitos for this pay-per-view. I don't know if I'm gonna do it for Hell in a Cell. We'll see.
We'll see. If they get better, I mean, if that's the card, I thought it was still a couple weeks away. I thought it was gonna be like July. If that's the card,
that's kind of underwhelming. Worthy. It's underwhelming.
It's not taquito worthy.
I agree with you.
Also, this Hell in a Cell is jumping the gun because normally it's in October.
Oh.
They're putting it in June.
Why?
I don't know. That's weird.
That is weird. Maybe if you waited till October, you'd have better storylines, you fucking losers.
But then, yeah, because Money in the Bank's supposed to be next. Anyway, I'm confused.
WWE does whatever Vince McMahon wants.
Yeah. And Hunter. Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Are you getting excited for any other wrestling?
I'm excited for like wrestling to start touring again so that I can see more of it live.
Yeah. And as we've stated, we're both like fully vaccinated. So,
yes. And I, you know, I'll wear a mask.
Yeah. Fuck it. I don't care.
I might keep wearing a mask just because like I haven't been told to smile in a year and it's so pleasant.
Listen, I love people not being able to see my face.
Yeah, it's seriously nice.
I don't want to smile. I don't want to make small talk. Also, like, I bite my lip a lot, like, in a weird way when I'm nervous or have anxiety. And so no one can see that anymore.
Nope.
It's wonderful. So, yeah, masks forever.
Masks forever.
Like a security blanket now.
Totally.
Cool. Well, that's that, I think.
So I guess next week maybe we'll talk about Hell in a Cell.
Heck in a sec. It's my favorite thing to call it. Yeah, because we'll do another cute little recap next week as we kind of ease back into this. It's crazy time at work for me. I know it's crazy time at work for you. So we're going to be a little nice to ourselves and not go insane.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, we're just not. I refuse.
Freak you.
Yeah. So next week will be probably Hell in a Cell. If we feel like it, maybe we'll do a cute little book report along with it, but we're not going to push ourselves because we're being very sweet to ourselves. It's going to be 100 and something tomorrow.
Ew.
Summer's here.
Barf.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
That's okay.
So then you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Or on Twitter.
HTTW pod.
That's wrestling Twitter specific. No, I'm kidding. I think we can drop saying the email. Nobody ever emails us.
If you want to email us, just, you know, maybe message us on Instagram and Twitter. We've given up. I'm not doing the email anymore. It's a sad day.
We are retiring the email. Hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. We'll talk to you guys there.
Slide into the DMs.
And you can find some of our merch. We have stickers and a button available at howtotalkyourfriendaboutwrestling.bigcartel.com. I got it. So that's all for this episode. Check the internet for when live wrestling is near you.
And we'll see you at some shows.
Heck yeah, we will. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.